that kind of way. But
sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
I want
America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Thank you, Greg Gerringer. Steve Sanchez with you on this Thursday edition of the show. Hour number two in front of us. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. That's how you join us. When we went to top of the hour, I asked this question. I want to ask it again before we move on to something that's very much Biden-Trump related, is what Louisiana Republicans are doing in the midst of all this abortion stuff with the upcoming violence. Police and law enforcement are concerned about some of the stuff going down and a repeat of what we happened during the summer of love. And it's just pretty crazy what's going on and how these justices' lives are being threatened. But I want to ask you once again, in terms of what's going on in Louisiana, many on the right, conservatives, Republicans, those that are pro-life have said, we need to fight back. This pro-choice business is a travesty. Well, Louisiana Republicans are doing just that. They have advanced a bill that would charge abortion as homicide. In fact, if this passes, it would allow prosecutors to criminally charge patients with homicide. So my question to you is this extreme, or is this definitely fighting on behalf of the unborn? Is this definitely what needed to be done? And if this is, let's just say it is, let's just say Louisiana does pass this and other states pass it. Will we see an unrest? Will there be violence, or will it go back to the day of abortions being done in the alleys of our streets in America? Because abortions were being done prior to Roe versus Wade. I mean, that's just reality. I mean, some of these people are just wacko. I saw, I don't know who went on the streets, I think it was in Southern California today, asking women regarding what's going on with the Roe versus Wade, the possible overturning of this. And some young women said that if this happens, they will take care of their own abortions with a hanger. Isn't that kind of sick and nutty? I mean, I hope you people aren't teachers, or you're going to be, I mean, for God's sakes. So you're telling me you would, I mean, do you see the nuttiness in this? I really don't think people understand the extreme nature of it. Nevertheless, should this be the type of measure that states take to ensure the protection of life? Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. Larry, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Sure thing.
A couple different things on this topic you're talking about right now. You know, I feel they're just going to wind up going to the alleys, and there's going to be a lot more deaths. But you know what? I don't really know all the answers. But, you know, there was a movie, Tail That Wags the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on.
That was with John Travolta, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's perfectly as today. That's what's going on. Like you said, we're not talking about Ukraine anymore. We're not talking about inflation. They just bumped up, the Feds just bumped up the interest rates by 0.5. I mean, come on, man.
Well, doesn't this kind of remind you of the summer of love that, you know, not only did we have COVID, but we had the George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter issue during the election season. And so this kind of reminds me that, you know, we're going down a social justice, social topic situation where the Democrats now have a midterm election talking point to try to convince women, men, those that are pro-choice, that, you know, these bad, nasty Republicans are going to take your health care away. And, you know, Larry, I just can't see how this is health care. I just can't. I mean, there has been study and scientists that have shown that this is a living being. And literally anybody that has this inclination, especially when someone's pregnant and they're after a certain period of time in weeks, and you see it's an actual baby, and it's okay to abort that baby, isn't that murder? It seems like it is to me.
Okay. I'm with you there. If it's been too long, absolutely, absolutely. You're correct. I agree. I concur. I concur. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, if it's been too long, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
But some of these, remember the partial birth abortion situation where literally abortion could be up onto almost command of the the birth or the time of delivery, and they're ripping people these babies' arms and limbs.
Yeah, that's an injustice. But on that note, also, they need to be getting on these people that are committing murder now and committing assault.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting off with $30,000 bond, which means they only need to come up with $3,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Or $300.
Yeah, this is why yesterday I talked about Noreen DeMonte running for Justice Court, Department 10, you know, because, I mean, look, we got to put criminals behind bars, and I think Noreen DeMonte would make a lot of sense. Her values, her record, she's a prosecutor right now. I mean, these are the things we need in Nevada. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I concur. We need to have someone like that here. We need to have more regular people like that, not politicians that care about getting kickbacks.
Exactly. Exactly. Larry, great call, man. I appreciate it. I know this is a tough one to discuss. There's no question about it. It is a tough one to discuss, but definitely it deserves some discussion. All right, let's move on. Beverly, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. I'm sorry about earlier. I was driving and my cell phone lost reception and I couldn't get back to you. So
there's no excuse. No, I'm just kidding you.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
This is the first time I've called in, so there's a number of things I'd like to say. But if you think I need to shut up, then you just tell me that.
You go ahead. The floor is yours. I'd love to hear your thoughts on some of this.
I would like to start out by saying, when my dear grandmother was alive, God rest her soul, she looked at me, and I'm not a young lady, I'm an old lady. She looked at me and she said, your generation is going to hell in a breadbasket.
Mm.
And I looked at her and I just laughed. I said, oh my goodness, Grandma, don't be so theatrical. I said to my late husband a while ago, I said to him, I said, if Grandma were here today, she would say this generation has gone to hell and they can't find their way back. I think we see that every single day. I my hat's off to Louisiana. Every doggone state in this United States ought to do the same thing.
Yeah.
There's nothing so hideous than to end a little baby's life that is a human being before it even has a chance to take its first breath. I am also a nurse, so I'm in the healthcare field. And I have seen some horrific things. I also have a sister who is a registered nurse and worked as a night supervisor. And one evening when she was making rounds, she went down to the emergency room. A woman had been brought in, and after her little baby was born, it was a little girl, she decided she didn't want her. So the doctors laid the baby on the table to suffocate.
Oh, geez.
And my sister walked in, and she seen it, and she said, I'm going to have every one of your license if you don't take care of that child. So they took care of the child, and long story short, she wound up adopting that little baby girl, and you ought to see that little girl today.
Wow.
The world would have been deprived of that child had she not been working that night.
Yeah, you know, see, Beverly, there's so much of that, and I hear, and I got to bounce, I got to move on, Beverly, thank you, but there's so many of those stories out there. But then the other side is going to ask, and it's legitimate. How about my body, my choice? How about my right to my health care? Because this is what the other side and the pro-choice movement says. Have we ever thought about having discussions about waiting until marriage for sex? Have we ever thought about maybe, just maybe, being responsible and taking precautions? Is there ever a responsibility or a discipline that comes upon the male and female before they can take a chance and this ultimate responsibility is lying in front of them? And then, you know, oh, well, the easy way to go is to plant parenthood or somewhere and now we'll just have the abortion. Is that fair? Is that normal? Is that the only choice we have in America? I don't think so. See, but we took God out of everything. And today being the National Day of Prayer, I think it's absolutely fundamentally important to say this is what happens when we remove the Supreme Being out of our lives. We now are dependent upon our own moral clarity, which we don't. We are immoral people. So now we're like, well, whatever I feel, that's what I need to do. We're a feelings-based society. We're not a responsible society. If we were a responsible society, we wouldn't have these very issues we're dealing with. And I can't remember the name of the woman. She goes all over the country now, and there was a movie about her. She was a director of Planned Parenthood. Producer Nate's going to pull her name up. You probably know who she is. She's, you know, out there and she's talking and she was, you know, look, she was totally pro-abortion, but, you know, she didn't know what was going on in the surgical room when these abortions were taking place. And one day they were shorthanded and they asked her to come in and she saw that this was an actual baby and she saw arms that were on the surgical tray from the baby being aborted and she almost lost herself. She immediately left Planned Parenthood. And has been Abby Johnson, thank you, Producer Nate. There was a movie made about her. And she has been a champion. Well, she had death threats. And my God, Planned Parenthood went after her with double barrels. She successfully sued them for defamation, et cetera, et cetera. But is she lying? Does that not affect anybody? I guess is the question I have. You know, we're always so concerned about life and choices and freedom. Does the unborn have the same constitutional rights as the mom? Well, the unborn, it's unborn, so it doesn't. Well, but it's breathing. There's an ultrasound going on. They look at the baby's heartbeat. They snap the little picture with the ultrasound. You're telling me that's not real? Nobody wants to have these discussions because it's easy basically just to shove it under the rug and we move on with life. But I am going to tell you some of that. And this is some of you for you people of faith and believers. One day you will face God. And I'll just leave it right there. I'm Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. Steve Sanchez with you, Thursday edition of the show, Trump versus Biden 2.0. I need to move on to this because it seems the likelihood of either of Trump or Biden isn't going to be really possible, I think, for 2024. I could be wrong. I've had meeting after meeting with so many people that are close to Trump, and I may just go to Mar-a-Lago myself and have some discussions because I'll be quite honest with you. You deserve the truth. Now, look, I understand there's campaign finance laws. There's a lot of things that go on. But let's just speak for a moment that there is a rematch with Biden-Trump. Right now, it's the most recent poll shows that Donald Trump beats Joe Biden by 14 points. Even though Joe Biden said this, if Donald Trump in fact runs, it is his responsibility to run again because he'll beat him like a drum. That's what Joe Biden said. I'll beat him again like a drum. Joe Biden, by the way, will be 82 years old at that point. Which brings me to this question. Should there be an age requirement or a limit when you are the commander in chief? Now, some will scream discrimination. But is it really discrimination when we're talking about the leader of the free world? We're talking about the president of the United States that not only is responsible for our domestic situation, but also for a foreign situation in terms of foreign policy. I mean, look at what's happening right now. We have Joe Biden. Let's just rewind a little bit to the Afghanistan withdrawal and what a debacle that was. 13 soldiers dead. Billions of dollars in equipment left behind. Should we have an age limit on serving as the president of the United States? It's a very legitimate question to be asking, because Trump will be much older as well. Granted, he won't be 82 years old, but he'll be much older. I mean, what would you think? Would you think that maybe 75 is the cutoff? Okay, what, you know, like, now let's say that, you know, someone runs and they're 73 or 74. Okay, great, they serve. But I mean, should maybe 75 be the cutoff? Because there is mental decline. Now, not with everybody. Look, I know people that are 93 years old and they're playing tennis every day. But you know what? That's not every person. So if it's not, let's say, an age or let's say a cap on age, do you think possibly maybe significant cognitive tests? Maybe that's better. Maybe that's better than putting the age cap. Maybe it's significant cognitive tests. Because I could tell you this, if you gave a cognitive test to Donald Trump right now, he would pass with flying colors. If you gave one to Joe Biden right now, he wouldn't. Can we at least agree with that? I mean, you see what I see. This is not a Democrat-Republican thing. This is, you know, eyeballs, baby. I mean, you're going to tell me you don't see in here what we all see in here? So should there be some type of significant cognitive test? Not this little one-pager. Check the box and everything's cool. Shouldn't there be a significant cognitive test or some type of age cap? Because right now, this Biden-Trump rematch is increasingly likely. Joe Biden saying, Donald Trump runs, I'm running. I'm going to beat him like a drum again. I'm just going to beat him like a drum. 82 years old. Can you imagine Joe Biden at 82 when you see him now? I mean, is this fair to the American people? Is this fair to the people of the world that, you know, Biden would be so cognitively challenged that we're supposed to basically succumb to that and think that's okay because we're concerned about discrimination of age? For God's sakes, we're talking about freedom and peace and our security, our national security. It's significant. I think that warrants discussion. But you know, it's funny that Mitt Romney came out and said that Donald Trump, in fact, if he wants the nomination, there's no one going to stand in his way. He'll get the nomination. Isn't that funny? I guess Mitt Romney right now is looking for his Secretary of State position. Mitt Romney's applying early because he knows damn well he's not going to get reelected in Utah when that time comes. So he's thinking, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, I bury the hatch with President Trump, and maybe, just maybe, I've got a Secretary of State position opening up for me down the road, because Mitt Romney went on record today and conceded that Donald Trump will, in fact, win the 2024 Republican nomination if he so chooses. He's absolutely correct. And shouldn't we have a warrior like Trump? Isn't that the right move? Because I'll tell you something. Right now, we're in a civil war, maybe not physically, but we're in a civil war of the mind in this country. And we certainly have a lot of dangers around the globe. We got China right now ready to invade Taiwan. Friends, World War III is imminent if we're not careful. This is serious business. I don't think a lot of people want to hear that because it scares them, but it is serious business. I'm opening up the phone lines so you can join us. 702-257-5396. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, right back to the calls we go. Don't go away. Welcome back. You know, it's interesting when you look at this. You know, Biden saying, I won't run probably again, but I will run if Donald Trump runs, because I'm going to beat him like a drum like I did before. He'll be 82 years old. Trump will be up there, too. I think Trump will be like 78. Should there be an age requirement, or should there be, better yet, a significant, really strong cognitive test? And that should be disclosed to the American people. After all, this is the leader of the free world. Don't tell me it's discrimination. That's ridiculous. We're talking about national security here. But it's interesting when even Democrats right now, it basically goes to the narrative I said earlier that, you know, this abortion thing is a midterm talking point because they're going to get the shellacking. I mean, even Democrats are saying that, you know, Donald Trump's endorsement is gold right now. It's just absolutely gold. Listen to this. Here's what's incredible. Here's what's crazy. Trump's approval rating is absolutely impressive in battleground states. Okay, now this is according to Morning Consult polling. Pretty legitimate, pretty reputable. In Georgia, Trump's approval rating is 86%. In North Carolina, Trump's approval rating is 87%. In Ohio, 80%. And in Pennsylvania, 77%. That's Trump's approval rating. So here's my question. What the hell happened in 2020? These are the states that Trump, and I say in quotes, you can't see me here in the studio, lost. Did he lose? I think we know what happened, which is a travesty in itself. Right now, Joe Biden is underwater in 40 states. Even in Joe Biden's home state, his approval ratings only 50%. Here's the deal. Check this out. Even the Democratic Party, only 76% of Democrats approve of Biden. Only 76%. But Republicans' approval rating of Trump is 90%. But Joe Biden said that he will absolutely beat Trump again. He's very confident, and I'll tell you why. Because they cheat. And we've got to stop it. We've got to absolutely stop it. So with Trump's approval ratings being where they're at, again, I ask you, was it cheating that lost him the election? Or did Trump lose fair and square? Now, I think you know the answer. At least I hope you know the answer. And a lot of people are like, no, don't talk. We have to talk about it. You see, this is what happens. You've got those that just want to go back to politics as usual, and they don't want us to talk about anything, all the irregularities of 2020. It's easier just to say, no, we're not going to talk about that. That didn't happen. No, there was no cheating. There was none of this. That's not true. Well, Steve, where's the evidence? The evidence was never allowed into courts. So when I hear, you know, these people that basically say, I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And Trump had attorneys. And these are, yeah, Trump had attorneys. But these courts wouldn't allow the evidence to be heard. So let's not pretend. See, people give wrong information. You know, so there really should be a disinformation board for the left. Because remember when they were saying that, the vaccines don't hurt anybody. And, no, these blood clots, that's all a right-wing talking point. Remember, you know, you hear a lot of those bozos that used to be on the station? Right-wing talking point. But now the FDA is restricting Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to blood clot risk. New York Post is reporting. So for those that said this was a right-wing talking point, and a conspiracy theory, maybe you just need to call and apologize. Apologize to America. Because the FDA is now restricting Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine due to blood clot risk. And I was talking about blood clots. And people say, that's crazy. There's no evidence. FDA thinks so. Isn't this something? Isn't this something that the truth eventually always comes to play? At least part of the truth. So it looks like I was right again. And now for all of you dangerous deplorables out there in Las Vegas hearing me, put your beer down for a moment because you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, even though it means nothing in America. But put the beer down for just a sec. Just one real quick. Put it down. Put the Harvey Wallbanger down for a minute. Just real quick. Is it down? Okay, cool. You get to go to the Las Vegas Raiders game because no longer are they requiring COVID-19 vaccination for games. Just thought you would like to know that. Friends, I need five more hours to really go into detail of what I think about this. Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. That's how you join us, 702-257-5396. Friends, will Trump run? Will he win? Does this concern you because they're so scared of Trump that they will pull out all the stops? I think this is why a lot of people say, I wish Trump would not run. Let's just get DeSantis. Let's get someone else that can carry on. Because they're afraid that we're going to deal with the same things we dealt with and the left will just try everything in their power. All of a sudden, morality will come back. All of a sudden, they'll be concerned about disinformation. Not concerned about Hunter Biden's laptop. Not concerned about payments from China to the Bidens. Not concerned about the Biden family syndicate. None of that. All of a sudden, but when Trump gets in, all of a sudden, it's like, we got to investigate. Where's the tax returns, for God's sakes? Obviously, put your thinking caps on for a moment. If they're so angry, even the Republicans that are never Trumpers, if they're so afraid of that, of him, don't you think there's a reason? Don't you think there's a legitimate reason that they're trying to hide something that they hope is never uncovered? Never uncovered. If you don't believe me, just go ask yourself why Nancy Pelosi was in the Ukraine with Zelensky. That's a legitimate question, right? Sure, of course. All right, let's go ahead and get down to business. We've got one phone line open if you want to join us, 702-257-5396. Let's go ahead and jump over to Bob. Bob, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
And a cheery good evening, Steve. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Well, I managed to miss the first hour almost of your show.
That's
nothing,
okay.
Nothing personal.
No problem.
But as I was driving back from a very nice dinner, where we did not have Cuba Libres or anything Hispanic, in any event, the question was raised, isn't it disgusting and disturbing that President Pretend didn't even address the issue of the doxing of the Supremes?
Exactly.
And yes, it is. It is very disturbing. And, you know, and I guess Psaki made her way around that and was, you know, completely tried to divert attention from that issue. But there is a very old principle in English law, which we adopted into our country when we founded it. And that is the principle of qui tacit consentire, which means silence gives consent.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mr. President Pretend's silence on the subject means he consents to the fact that there are people out there harassing the Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's funny, Bob. It's funny that, you know, that this president is Ziploc lips, but he was really adamant. Remember when someone said some racial slur, at least they thought, on some golf courses a number of years ago, and I think it's the
right
first couple of years of Trump's administration, Biden mm-hmm. was like, that was the breaking point for me. That is what made me decide to run. But yet he's got Ziploc lips on this one.
Yeah, and he also has a very long history of making racial slurs on his
Absolutely,
own,
he does. Yeah.
Which is another problem. But the issue here on the abortion question, I think what we're doing again is we're focusing on the what rather than the why.
Mm.
And the what is, okay, first of all, they're lying. Abortion would still be legal. It would be up to the states.
Correct.
And there'd be no lack of ability for people to have abortion. So they're lying, but
Correct.
We know that.
Correct.
But why? Why are they lying? And the answer is very simple. Abortion has nothing to do and never really has had much to do with women's health. It has to do with one thing, the same thing that green energy and the Green New Deal have to do with. You see, if you can get to the point where you can say, well, it's only a clump of cells. Well, maybe so at 1 or 2 days. Well, what about after you can see a baby being formed? That's still only a clump of cells, and it's dependent on its mother.
Right.
Well, that's true. But then you see you can make that same argument a year after birth. A baby 1 year old cannot maintain itself, needs help, has to be sustained by other
right.
help
right.
helpers. So now you've opened up the whole field of question of what is important. Is life really, is a human life really important at any point, whether it be 3 days in the womb or whether it be 3 years on the earth, whether it be somebody that's 85 years old and does not have their full faculties, or whether it's somebody that is born and has Down syndrome.
Right, right.
And is not functioning at a full level that we would, you know, we would be able to use for a lot of, you know, different things in all different jobs. There are all these questions. See, so it all comes down to the COVID vaccine is a way of eliminating population.
Mm-hmm.
The Green New Deal is a way of eliminating population. It's all a way of eliminating population. That's the whole conversation. And Republicans should be having that conversation. If you want to be one of the people that is sent to Auschwitz and put on the railroad cars, you need to vote Democrat, because that's been their agenda for generations.
Bob, I'm going to leave it right there. Well said. Thank you. I appreciate it. Cinco de Mayo was good to you tonight, Bob, after you had that nice Mexican dinner tonight, because you're on point. How can anybody argue with what you just said? It's common sense. You didn't say anything mean. You didn't say anything out of anger. You just said the truth, and it's there. But I don't know, Bob. A lot of people just don't want to hear the truth anymore. I'll tell you who wants to hear the truth and who will bring truth to the city council in Las Vegas. That's Alan Bigelow. He is running for city council in Ward 2. You can visit him at AlanWard2Vegas.com. You can find out all about who he is. He is a veteran. He's a first responder. He is in love with his community, and he wants to make sure not only his legacy but yours lives on well into the future, and that is literally putting some common sense back into the city council in Las Vegas. So if you go to Alan Ward, the number 2, Vegas.com, you can find out all about Alan. You can find about his upcoming events. You can also donate right there to his site, because donations are extremely important right now, being that we're on the final run here before the primary. And you can also call him. He leaves his, now, not just his number, he leaves his cell number on the website for you to call. He does expect you to call. He will respond to you and answer your questions. That is what leadership is, friends. I'm Steve Sanchez. Quick break. We'll come right back and get to some of these calls. Don't go away. Remember one thing before we get back to our busy calls and leave the airwaves tonight. Go to gettheradio.com for the free Dynamo emergency radio, $30 retail, yours free, with a discounted subscription, and use Max Magazine. Yes, they have a magazine. It is excellent. And if you don't have it yet, why don't you? You can go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Of course, you can watch Newsmax TV for some of the best lineup and news coverage. This is why 22 million Americans have already switched over to Newsmax. But I'm telling you, friends, if you don't have an emergency radio, you need to have one. Go to gettheradio.com or call 1-800-NEWSMAX. Take advantage of the magazine subscription. It's discounted for this audience, and you get that free emergency radio. All right, let's go ahead and get right back to our busy calls. Let's jump over to Olga. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
Well, okay. I have different points of view. One of them is I think there should be age limits for people that run for any part of the office, especially a president.
Sure.
I am in that age where most of my friends that were sound mind, that I thought they were 100% very good, and at 75, 76, 77, they just not all there.
Yeah. No, and you know what? You're right. I mean, there's definitely, and I appreciate the call, Olga, there's definitely cognitive decline. And for some, you could be 90 and you're just sharp, but that's not the norm. There obviously is cognitive decline when you get older, and you know it's nothing to be upset or embarrassed about. And especially when you're the president of the United States, you know, does it pose a national security risk? Elga, I got to move on because I got a lot of calls on hold. Bill, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been forever. But I do believe in a test, but no age limit. And because I have, my grandfather was 93 years old when he died. His dad was 103.
Oh, wow.
And their minds were sharp as a tack.
Sure, sure.
Body just gave out.
Yeah, yeah. No, that happens. Sure, sure, sure.
I'm forgetting, man.
That's okay. That's okay. Take your time.
The other thing we wanted to talk about. Steve, I'm the worst caller in the world.
Well, Bill, we'll leave it right there. And you know what? You still had great comments that you gave us tonight. And you can always call back. You know, we'll be here 22 hours later once again. And I want to make sure that you do remember my friend Stan Heights running for sheriff. He is the law and order candidate. He is the constitutional conservative that will serve as your next sheriff here in Clark County. I mean, come on, don't go with the cheap knockoffs out there running as well. You need to go with the real deal. It's like a fake Rolex and a real Rolex. If you want the fake Rolex, you can go to these other guys like McMahill and all these other guys. I'm sorry, I'm going to call it out the way I see it. You want someone that is going to be a constitutional conservative? Straight up, it's Stan Height. You can visit him at stanheightforsheriff.com. I'll even say Tom Roberts, too, to make everybody happy. Okay? Nice people. But I want authenticity. I think this city, this county, wants authenticity as well. stanheightforsheriff.com. Check out his website. You can see all about his vision, his background. He served faithfully there at Metro. And I think that he would absolutely make a phenomenal sheriff for all of you out in Clark County. And I think the consensus is out there. And I'll tell you, I have nothing against all the other people running. But like I said it before, and I'll say it 1,000 times, we all have different flavors of ice cream. That's why there's a Baskin-Robbins. There's 31 flavors. It just is what it is, what it is, what it is. All right, look, I know there's calls on hold. I'm not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. We just went long, but we're writing your names down, and please, please give us a call in the first segment of tomorrow night's show, and we'll make sure that we get you right on the air. All right, it's time for me to bounce out of here. Hope everybody had a great Cinco de Mayo, even though I don't celebrate it. Hope you still had a nice time. But more importantly, I hope you said a little bit of a prayer today for our country, because it is National Prayer Day. I'm Steve Sanchez. I'm getting out of here. But I'll be back at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Until then, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.